Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Finally, grocery shopping online is a convenient reality. Yay! Now everyone is in on the act, and so now there's so many to choose from. The question is, which are the best? Well, we have gone through this. We've sorted through them, and we have a list for you. Carolina, as a working mom, I know you find it really hard to always get up to the grocery store. So online shopping has an appeal for you. It does for me as well. So where do you start in figuring out which ones are the best ones to go to?
Yeah, grocery shopping online, I would love to say it's new. It's actually not new. It's been around for a long time. And I think that I discovered it first, kind of in a weird way, not through grocery, but my first experience was when my kids were little and I started to buy diapers online. And I was using Amazon.com to buy diapers online. And I noticed, because they have all these different ads, and I noticed the ads popping on the site of different food products that I usually buy. And I noticed that it was cheaper. So I started clicking on them, and I was like, well, wait a minute. This is great. I can stock up at the same time that I'm buying diapers online. And phenomenal. So that's how I came to find it and to really quickly became a fan, especially for some of those hard to find items that you have to go to like three different stores to get it. Sometimes with a click of a button, you can have it online and have it delivered to your door. So kind of a win-win.
It's just so nice. Yeah. I mean, it's good to get out of the house, but grocery shopping is not my favorite thing to do. On occasion, I'm excited about it. Like if it's a holiday time, we're doing some special things. But day to day, it's like, And if you are, for instance, if you're working and it's lunchtime and you can do your grocery shopping and have it delivered to your door and not even get out of the store and drag your kids around, it's just super. Initially, they didn't have so many options. But boy, has that changed a lot. So where do you like to park your grocery online shopping
cart. Where do
cart.
I go, right?
Right.
Well, here's the good news and the bad news. There are a lot of variety. So I don't stick with just one. I actually do shop around. And I like to get some things from certain places and other things from other places. So I have a system, though. So everyone will create their own system. Maybe you find one store that you really like to get everything from and you stick with it. I think that goes by personal style. But Amazon is a great place to start. And, you know, I'm not paid anything by Amazon by any means. I'm just using it as a point of reference because it was where I started. So Amazon.com. What I really like about them, first of all, is free shipping on most of their items. They also have great discount through their subscribe and save. So for things like paper towels, for toilet paper, for detergent, things like that, that you know how much you're going to use and how much you usually buy. So you know, like two rolls per month or whatever your system is, you can do the subscribe and save and usually save up to 30% just by doing that. And it's pretty convenient. You can stop and go, so you don't have to be tied down. So it's not like you sign up for a year contract with them or anything. You can stop at any time and you usually get free shipping. So I really like it. And they do have a awesome selection of organic and non-GMO foods too. And I think that's really what turned me into online grocery shopping, is that I would hear about products that I thought were phenomenal, and then I would get so disappointed when I went to my store and realized my store didn't carry that brand or didn't carry that specific product. Well, online you can find anything. So usually if you go to the brand page that you're looking for and see where do they sell it, at the bottom there would be like where they're selling online. And so you click there and you will get to the online store right away, and you can, you know, purchase it at the different online stores. So
yeah, it's just, it's what's really happened is that the food companies have realized that this is a demand by the consumer, and it's a huge market, fast-growing market for them. So they are making more of their products available at these online sites for a deal. Yeah. Often, you know, there are sales, there are coupons, there are all kinds of ways to get the price down as well, right?
Well, that's a good point. You mentioned coupons. A lot of people think they can't use their coupons online. You absolutely can. A lot of places not only will let you use coupons online, but they'll have reward points that you get when you use different coupons. So it's just about going around and kind of finding which one you want to, you know, create a relationship with so you can accumulate your points with. Green Polka Dot Box is another great website that I use for, especially for specific organic and non-GMO products that I can't find anywhere else. And what I really like about that one is they have something called the closeout closet, where you find super duper 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 cheap products that maybe have like a 10 days before they expire kind of thing. So especially items that I know I'm going to use right away, like beans or canned beans or some whole grains, things like that, I always start at the closeout closet and check what's in there before I even start my other online shopping. I'll mention a couple more. So there is one called NetGrocer, netgrocer.com. I think it's one of the oldest ones. It's been around for a really long time. It's great because it also has health and beauty items. So you can kind of shop for other things. It even has some perishable. You have to see where it ships and where it doesn't ship. But it does have some dairy and some other perishables. You can also find dog food. I mean, it's kind of like a whole food grocery store online. So that's another great one to check it out. I also like My Brands. My Brands is really good if you're like specific to one specific brand that you like, because you can set up alerts when they go on sale. You can shop a bulk amount of them. So it's really great to get, you know, a lot of the one brand that you know, like coffee, for example. Coffee is a great example. If you know you really like that one brand, then you know you can buy a bulk amount of it and you're going to use it throughout the year. It doesn't go bad. So it's kind of an easy one to use for that.
Yeah, there are a bunch of them. My Supermarket, Fresh Direct, all superstores shop there. You'll have to look for the ones that you like. I love the ones that you've mentioned. But let's touch on perishables, because that is the tricky one. How do you manage that?
Yeah, so a lot of the ones I talked about do have a fresh produce and like meat and dairy section, but they don't deliver everywhere. So you have to check on that and see what you like and see if the site you like has it. FreshDirect.com is one that is really great for produce, but it's limited shipping area. Now, Amazon's coming out with their own produce store called Fresh.Amazon.com, which is limited now, but I'm guessing it's going to be huge. So I'm guessing it's going to be delivering to your area probably in the near future. Another thing that I want to mention when we're talking about online shopping, because I think it's really interesting, it's actually something new to me. I haven't used it yet. It's grocery delivery systems like Garden Grocer or Grocery Taxi. It's an independent server where you send your whole grocery list to this place, and then somebody kind of makes the run for you and delivers it to your house. So what's really neat about this is for you super busy people out there that need groceries today, because all these things that we were talking about, they're going to have anywhere from 2 to 3 day delivery. It's not going to be same day, but this other type of service is same day delivery. So if you're at work and you need your groceries by dinner time, on your lunch break, you can just send them your grocery list and they'll go ahead and deliver it to your house. So it's kind of having your own personal assistant.
Yeah, I'm up for that. Name those sites again that deliver.
Yeah, so
which ones?
The two that I've heard, I know there's a lot more, and you want to Google this by your state. So just Google, you know, Florida online grocery delivery kind of service and see what you can get. The two that I've heard about are Garden Grocer and We Go Shop. Those are the two that are here in Florida. So, yeah, have some fun and find that you can save so much money by shopping online. You can use your coupons and you can find amazing sales when you shop online, especially for your dry goods that don't spoil. So you don't have to worry about that. Again, you can find us always on RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening and stay well.